This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump welcomed Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison to the White House Friday morning. Morrison is just the second world leader to be granted the high diplomatic honor of a state visit during the Trump administration. During an Oval Office meeting with the Prime Minister, President Trump addressed the complaint by a U.S. intelligence community whistleblower, as reported on by the Washington Post, the president calling the story ridiculous.
It's a partisan whistleblower. They shouldn't even have information. I've had conversations with many leaders. They're always appropriate.
The newspaper reports Trump made a promise to a foreign leader, presumably Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Trump also said during the same meeting with Morrison, he knows many people want him to strike Iran, but he's holding off.
In my opinion, it shows strength because the easiest thing I could do, okay, go ahead, knock out 15 different major things in Iran. I could do that and all set to go. It's all set to go. But I'm not looking to do that if I can.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday there was enormous consensus that Iran was responsible for a middle-of-the-night missile and drone attack last weekend that at least temporarily knocked out half of Saudi Arabia's oil production. President Trump says his administration is putting sanctions on Iran's central bank. The Zimbabwean doctor whose disappearance sparked off a wave of doctors' protests across the country has reappeared alive. VOA Zimbabwe Services Live Talk program spoke to Dr. Peter Magumbeyi on the phone. He's the acting president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. The full story for you is on voanews.com. This is VOA News. A worldwide climate strike. It brought an estimated 300,000 protesters to the streets of Australian cities on Friday, and demonstrations continue around the world. Many of those participating on Friday are students, like in the Philippines.
As part of the youth, we will inherit the earth. And of course, we would not want to inherit something that's dead, something that would benefit us at all. And since this is the only planet that we have,
youth also marched in Paris, France, like this American student.
We deserve a say in what's going on in our future, and although we're not the ones making policy right now, we know that this is the world that we have to live in, and we're going to deal with the consequences.
In the United States, more than 800 events were planned for Friday, while in Germany, more than 400 rallies were expected. Hundreds of Kenyans took part in the international protests as well. For VOA, Mohammed Youssef reports.
Hundreds of protesters in red, black, and white t-shirts bearing messages climate change marched in the streets of Nairobi Friday to express their fears and call for government actions they think are needed. 22-year-old Benson Gitutu was one of the protesters and said the government and citizens must be reminded of what they are doing to the environment.
Our climate is deteriorating day by day just because of the actions of our government and the actions of the people. And that's why we are trying to make people aware of what they do is not good.
In recent years, African countries have witnessed unreliable weather patterns that have harmed farm output. Kenya in particular has grappled with repeated droughts. Mohammed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
Amnesty International accused Hong Kong police on Friday of torture and other abuses in their handling of more than 3 months of sometimes violent pro-democracy protests. The human rights group issued a report Friday with their conclusions from a field investigation into the months-long protests. In a statement, they said Hong Kong security forces had, quote, an apparent thirst for retaliation and were engaged in a disturbing pattern of reckless and unlawful acts. Hong Kong police say they have respected the privacy, dignity, and rights of those in custody and have used the minimum force necessary. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg Thursday met with lawmakers as well as President Trump to address criticism of the company's business practices. A Facebook spokesman said Zuckerberg traveled to Washington to hear their concerns and talk about future internet regulation. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.